So just a couple of questions about this. First, does this not undermine the president's claim during the 2020 campaign and the reaffirmations of that claim by his two press secretaries since then, that he never once discussed his son's overseas business dealings with him?
No, and I'm not going to comment further on this.
James, let me save you some breath.
If you're going to ask about this, I am not addressing...
There's been a hot topic lately at the White House press briefings. Hunter Biden. Administration officials were asked about the president's son last Friday after Hunter reached an agreement to plead guilty to two minor tax crimes.
President Biden has continued to have to answer questions about his son and about not only the plea deal, but how much he knew during the time. He's repeatedly stated that he did not know about any foreign business dealings that his son was engaged with.
Matt Beiser is a White House reporter for The Post, and he says that even though President Biden has not been implicated in any of these charges, the drama around his son, Hunter Biden, could pose a political problem. And it's not the only complication for the president, who's gearing up for the 2024 race.
There's still kind of a mood within the party that he's their best option. And it's a little bit by default where, like, they don't have an open primary. They don't have anybody else to turn to.
Today, Matt explains whether the Hunter Biden charges will matter for 2024. Just as President Biden tries to convince voters, he's still the right person to meet this political moment. Matt, recently President Biden has found himself in the middle of some political controversy after his son Hunter pleaded guilty to federal tax charges. Can you explain what these charges are about and what will happen next with them?
So there are two tax charges for the years of 2017 and 2018 where he's going to plead guilty on a misdemeanor. For those years, he had taxable income that was greater than $1.5 million, and he owed money that he did not pay at the time. He has subsequently paid those taxes, but he's admitting and pleading guilty to the fact that he didn't pay them in a timely manner when they were owed. There's a second charge that's related to a gun purchase that he made when he was using drugs. He lied on the gun form saying that he was not using drugs, and then he continued to use drugs while he owned the gun. That will basically put him on a probationary period for 2 years that he has to agree to drug testing, and if he does that, then it's removed from his record. Those are the two sets of charges that he's going to plea to next month on July 26th in Wilmington.